بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله we have completed the 16 parak. One place Allah Ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam, how he addressed his father, his fire worshipper. First thing, he addressed him with so much respect, which is very important that one should always respect parents. Very important, respect parents, respect everyone. But today we respect everyone, we don't respect our parents. So how nicely they spoke to Ya Abadini Matani, Mala Yaska. He says, oh father, that you are praying something, you are worshipping something that does not even benefit you, than harm you. That word Ya Abadi in Arabic, you know, is said to address someone with the most kindness and love. That word is used for that. So we have to learn to respect our parents no matter who they are or what they are. We as a parent have to show their parents the respect all the time. They say that when you look at a mother with respect, with a face with respect, you like kissing the Hajj Aswad. You know what Hajj Aswad is, right? Many people may not have the opportunity to go to perform Hajj or Umrah too. But just to be good to your parents, I'm not saying you must be good to your wife then. You must balance everything. Be good to your parents, because usually what happens, we overlook our parents. We forget all the hard work they have done for us. We go to that extent that you know that the hard, whatever you achieved today was because of them. They sacrificed everything for you. What did we do for them? At least show respect to them. Respect the kindness to them. Speak to them with kindness and love for them. Ya Abba, he said, oh father, you know, you do not pray something that's not going to benefit you. He said, Ya father, I got knowledge Allah has given me, that which you know you do not have. Speaking to the father in that manner, he said, oh father, you know, I got. Do not follow shaitan, la ta'budu shaitan. But shaitan is the worst arch enemy of Islam. So he's explaining the father in every way. And they say, oh father, I'm worried that the punishment of Rahman, how nice, Rahman does not punish anyone. Rahman always forgives everyone. But he says, I'm worried about this, that Rahman, you're invited, like you and I now, do not understand Allah is Rahman. Bismillah ar-Rahman, Allah is most Rahman, Rahim, most forgiving. But did you realize this, but that you were doing wrong things, you are lying on Rahman to invite the punishment. So likewise, saying to the father, oh father, Rahman, I'm fearing that Rahman will have to punish you, in other words, you're inviting the punishment. With all that explanation, he explained to the father very nicely. The outcome was this, that he was not prepared to accept anything, and he began to stone him to punishment. Sir, I did not want to go into more detail, just to tell you how important to respect parents. Even if your father does something wrong, your mother, you have to still respect them. You know, it's very important, because yesterday when we read the ayat, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ, after Allah's worshipping, when Ibadallah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala did not say anything else, did not say go give zakat, go give salah. Most important, he says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Be good to your parents. So do not even look at them with bad eye. Look at them with good eye. Every time you do. And the more you look after them, the more you get dua to. We do not know, when a father dies, one door of dua is closed. The mother dies, another door is closed. Everything happening in this world for us is because of the dua of our parents. You must remember one thing, wherever you are today, is because of dua of our parents. So we must learn to respect. The last and the next ayat, وَمَنْ عَرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Allah says, وَمَنْ عَرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, when you have turned away from my signs, and you turn away from my message, وَمَنْ عَرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, we have made a life of complete misery for you. Misery, complete misery. Whatever misery that we see in this world is because we've been against Allah's command. If we feel or fulfill Allah Ta'ala's command, Allah Ta'ala will give everything the best. And when we turn away from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then we are given فَإِنَّهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. One is in a world of misery, One is the word وَنَحْشُوْيُمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَمَا will make your day of Qiyamah blind. Just imagine the world, you have eyes, everything, you see everything the best. But because the wrong day, وَنَحْشُوْيُمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَمَا on the day of Qiyamah, you will wake up blind. Allah must save us from that. And the reason is because, remember, in this world, you know what they say, when they say the punishment is that not Allah Ta'ala will make you poor. Allah Ta'ala will take two qualities away from you. He'll give you everything of the best, but two qualities. One, he won't have sabr in you, you won't have shukr in you. The more you get, you think it's too little. You'll fight for eating more and more and more. There will be no, your stomach will not be full. And you won't make sabr on this. And the worst punishment is that the year after. Day of Qiyamah. Here in the world is this punishment that your life will be of this kind, no misery, no happiness at all. Man will be busy in the world all the time, making money, but no end to it at all. He knows he's got misery all the time. He comes home to get no happiness. He goes outside, no happiness. That's the life. Allah must save us. Then he called, وَنَحْشُوْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَمَىٰ. And then the worst punishment is, what the Quran says to, the punishment is very severe, is the day of Qiyamah. Day of Qiyamah, when the whole world will see you. Yeah, you can block the people. You can turn away from people. You can hide all your secrets. You can hide, you know, your whatever it is. There you cannot hide from anyone. There everything of yours will be open in front of all the Muslim, non-Muslim, the Palestinians, everyone. What will their position be? So that's why that punishment is something else. So we make dua, Allah Ta'ala protect us from the means. And the month of Ramadan is for us to prepare, make ourselves strong. That, you know, fulfill, you know, gift of soul, the food, that much food, that inshallah, that after Ramadan, you become more stronger and stronger, your iman will become more stronger, till next Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala will fulfill us. Subhanallah. 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 ولا هم الا فرصه ولا دين الا قضيته ولا مريض الا شفيته ولا حاجة الا قضيته يا اللهم حاسبنا حساب المسلمين فاطر السماوات انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره توفني مسلما وانتقل للصالحين وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد